We have read yesterday Parshas Shkolim. The reason why we read yesterday Parshas Shkolim, when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayem, everyone was supposed to give once a year a Machtzis HaShekel. It doesn't say in the Chumash when in the year you have to say you give the Machtzis HaShekel. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that the Echad Be'odar Mashmin Al Ashkolim. Every year, Rosh Chodesh, Odar, there was the announcement that everyone is supposed to give Machtzis HaShekel. Why the first day of Odar? So the Gemara says, because the Eibashter knew that Haman is going to have a Gzeiret on Eden through Aser Salofim Kikar Kesef, which means that he was going to give Achashverosh Shkolim. So therefore, the Hashem said that Ashkolim of the Eden will be before the Shkolim of Haman. And therefore, when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, the Chachamim was mistaken that every year on Rosh Chodesh Odar, they should give the Shkolim, which is 2 weeks before Purim. So when you give the Shkolim from Rosh Chodesh Odar for the first 2 weeks, it is a Achone for Purim to be mevatel the Gzeira of the Shkolim of Haman. So, the real time to read Parshas Shkolim is Rosh Chodesh Odar. But every year we do not read it on Rosh Chodesh Odar, since we learn in the Torah only on Shabbos, and Shabbos does not always come out Rosh Chodesh Odar. This year, since Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Odar, so we read the Parshas Shkolim just as the original Takone is that Mashmim al Shkolim b'Rosh Chodesh Odar. This Takone, this din that everyone is supposed to give once a year a Machtzis HaShekel is only in the time of Beis Hamikdash. As the Rambam explains, that this is one of the mitzvahs that is only the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Today, we do not have the din of everyone is supposed to give once a year a Machtzis HaShekel. But still, since it was originally the din that everyone should give the Machtzis HaShekel, so the Chachamim was mistaken that even today, in these days, you should also give the Machtzis HaShekel once a year. And since the Gemara says that it is a hachone for Purim to be mevatel the gzeiras of Purim, so therefore Chachamim was mistaken that the Machtzis HaShekel everyone should give right before Purim, by Minche of the day Erev Purim, Tainus Esther. This is not a din of Machtzis HaShekel, which is Medeiraisa, that everyone is supposed to give every year, because that is only Minatere Bezman Shebez Demikdash Kayim. But the Takone is that today we should also remind ourselves that our giving the Machtzis HaShekel is a hachone to be mevatel all gzeiros. Today we do not have a shekel, we do not have a Machtzis HaShekel, and it is only a takone of Chachamim. So therefore, the takone of Chachamim is that everyone should give a Machtzis of the matbeya that they use in that country. If we would have to give a Machtzis HaShekel minatere, it would be the size of Machtzis HaShekel. A shekel is a silver coin of about 2/3 of a ounce. A Machtzis HaShekel is a coin which is about 1/3 of a ounce. But today, we do not have to be medayek in this schum, since it is only a minhag, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Ramo, that every place when you have a coin, so you give half of that coin. That's the din of Machtes HaShekel.
Every country gives their half?
Every country gives their half, but today our coins is not a dollar. So we cannot give a half a dollar. So therefore, we are trying, we don't have now, usually we don't have coins of a dollar and a half a dollar today.
So
they are getting old coins of a half a dollar that they used to use some time ago. Today,
how much do we have to give?
Everyone still gives it as much as he wants. There is no limit. He says that you should give a coin of a half of the coin that is used in that country. Today we don't have a half a coin, half a dollar coin.
Why is it just a half a coin?
Because that
it makes sense.
Because the deal was a Machtes HaShekel. We want to have to remember the half. And this half, since we are not Nehek, since it's a Minek, we don't give only one time, we give three times the half. Why three? Since in the Parshas we have. Yes. Yes. Why? Since, no, it's either one you pick up three times, either three times.
They pick up three times to three.
If you have one, you have to pick it up three times.
Right, but if you have three.
If you have three, you can pick it up one.
It's better that way.
Per person, you pick it up.
Yes.
If you have
one
for the whole
why three?
Why three? Because in Parsha Shkolim it says three times the word Tumah. So therefore, the minhag was metakel that you should give it.
Even if it's a minhag,
no. But that's not the deal. That's a minhag, which is based on that.
Now we don't master the shackle.
But why did Marcus do 12 coins today?
That used to be the half a
because
dollar.
Because that used to be a half a dollar coin.
You can find next one today.
But you don't have today coins of half a dollar. It's not common. It says in every place, try to use the halves. The coin of a half.
But the fact that I'm going to
say, what are they?
You say no something about that. You find a copper
knot
with a dollar coin.
But it could be, but it's more originally like it used to be. It could be better. But that's actually that's the only one that we have here, a coin of
a half. Half a dollar, the other one has silver.
Yeah, we can't
have
a Kennedy
match for money.
Yeah.
You don't have a coin of half.
You do. The 50 cents ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not the silver one, sure.
Not silver.
Yeah.
Half copper and more.
Mixed. No, they make them now. It's all used to be silver.
But they have half a dollar. They make them every year.
Right.
They're mixed.
Yeah. But in any case, when you give, you don't have to give the same amount. You may give more or less. You are just payday.
Right.
So usually everyone gives as much he feels comfortable. But the idea is it should be a coin of half. That's not the din of tzedakah that everyone is not here to give. Because this is only a minhag to remember the minhag of Machtes HaShekel that was in a Torah. The din that everyone is supposed to give tzedakah, it doesn't say in the Torah how much everyone is supposed to give tzedakah a year.
The Maaser is
a takone that says in the Gemara. Since it doesn't say in Chumash how much each one is supposed to give tzedakah, therefore, the Chachamim say that Ayin Yofo, if one wants to be generous, he should give 50% of what he is gaining. 20%. If he is Ayin Ro, he gives as much as he wants. But Ayin Beinonis, he gives Maaser. That's the source of Maaser. It has nothing to do with the din of Maaser of food that you give. This is just, the Gemara says, this is the Beinoni, the Ayin Beinonis.
You don't have to give Maaser.
It says, it's a din that you must give Maaser as much as you can. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that if one has money and the community needs money for tzedakah, the community is forcing him. Keifin umemashkinin ala tzedakah. Today, the community doesn't have the force to force, the power to force someone to give tzedakah, even if he is rich. But it is a din that he has to give as much as he wants, as much as he could, if it's needed. The Chacham says, how much should each one give? If I'm yofer, fifth, if I roar as much as he wants, and I'm bainanis, is he tenth, which is he is supposed to, and we cannot force him now. But in the time of the Kehillahs, they would force him, as it says now in Shechonor. Keifin umemashkinim. Umemashkinim says that if you don't want to give, and they could grab something to force him, they take a mashkin, the Kehillah takes a mashkin from him, till he is giving the tzedakah that he is supposed to, if they feel that he should. Meister Chumash speaks only about something that is growing and something only in Eretz Yisrael. This Meister is only, since it says, as much as you have and as much as you need it, you should give. That doesn't say how much. So therefore, the Chacham said, that's the Shira. And what could you give the Meister? So, in Ramo, it says, in Pashtes, it says to give it to the Anim. Before we give to the tuition, it says in Ramo in Shulchan Aruch that even if you have a shul, and the shul needs a poreches, and you want to give money for the poreches, you cannot take for it from Maisa.
You cannot.
Because this is a mitzvah, but this is not Doke for Anim. It has to be for support of people. That's what it says in Ramo. But not everyone agrees to that. And some people say, yes, the Mephoshim and Shehonor, they bring the Tam, say that you could. So therefore, the Mephoshim and Shehonor say of Shorah, what the Poskim say that you cannot give it, it means that if you promise that you will give for a mitzvah, for a parichet, or for a sefateret, you owe to the shul. You cannot take it from your miser because you owe them because you promised to give them for the mitzvah. But if you still didn't promise, and you have in mind you are going to give it from the miser, then you could give even for a mitzvah. Actually, it looks like that even in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo says, and he brings from Poskim, that you could give it only for Maisa for Tzedakah, not for a mitzvah in Shul, only for Anim. But then the Mephoshim bring from other Poskim that you could give it for mitzvahs. So therefore, they are saying a pshara. If when you promised, then you had in mind you'll take it from Maisa, then you could give it from Maisa. But if you just promise for a mitzvah and then you want to give it for the Maisa, you cannot because it became a choiv and you cannot pay a choiv from the Maisa. Now the Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch two things. In Hilchas Talmud Torah he says that you are supposed to study and you are supposed to teach your children and you are supposed to pay for tuition. This is only obligation that the Torah put on you, v'shenantum l'vanecho. You cannot take for it from Maisa. But, and the same thing, that you are supposed to feed your children, and you cannot take for this from Maisa. But when your son got married, and he wants to learn in Kehillah, for example, so if he is supposed to get a teacher, you're allowed to take it from Maisa. Because it is your obligation to teach your children till they finish the whole Torah. And since they still didn't finish, it's your obligation. And if they need a teacher and they pay for it, you cannot take it for it from Maisa. But they are supposed to feed themselves and their family. If he is learning, he doesn't have money to feed himself. You are helping him. For that, you are able to take from myself. Because this is support for somebody, especially if it's your children. So so this is support. So there is no problem. That's what he says in Hilchas Talmud. Then he says in Hilchas Seder Birchas Hananim that for Meiser, you are not supposed to give dafke to Anim, you could give it also for other mitzvahs. He doesn't elaborate, he doesn't explain. But we see that he is actually holding like those that you could take from Meiser and give for a parichet or for him in the shul. To which means you are obligated. You cannot, no, there's no machlekes. Since you are obligated, since you are obligated, so your obligation, you cannot pay from Meiser. You are supposed to take...
Once you're not obligated, you can pay from Meiser.
It doesn't speak about that. But it says that...
Yeah, but, you know, tuition is a dollar, and the rest is all tzedakah. That's what it's going to say.
Yes, if the salary that the teacher is getting is a dollar,
right,
and the rest is for other things, then you're right.
So it's connected to that point.
But you see, it says that even what the teacher plays with the children,
right,
is also extra.
Uh-huh.
But what he is teaching the children, that's your obligation. And your obligation.
You don't teach anything.
You don't do that anyway. The teacher has 25 kids, and each kid is paying $3,000, and the teacher has $50,000 a year. So out of the $3,000, because he provides
$5,000,
no, 50 goes to Sally, the extra.
No,
you got to say it, the extra $1,000 that each one gave.
But also, what they did, if they give him lunch, it's your obligation to feed your children. You cannot take for everything.
Why can't it be that paying for this guy's kids? That's where the tuition is going, so that's my son. And
you
pay for my kids.
Maybe, but it doesn't work like that, because if you make up...
Or if a kid doesn't make up, you're obligated towards that kid's tuition.
So bottom line, could you attempt to take my money for
it? Says that for teaching, you're not allowed to. For feeding, you're not allowed to. You are allowed to feed him when you are not supposed to feed him. Like when he gets married, you're not obligated to feed him. But if you want him to learn, continue learning, and in order for that he needs money and you're supporting him, that's when you are allowed to. So only when whatever you are not obligated, that's where you are allowed to